55. The big house, which looked to Jesse as if the pilgrims might have built it, overlooked the water at Paradise Neck, which had once been the fanciest part of town, but was no longer, especially now that beach erosion in this area was getting people to think that some of the older homes over there might eventually slide right into the Atlantic and float away. The driveway leading up to the house was at least a half mile long. On the way up, Jesse passed a gatehouse bigger than any house Jesse had ever lived in as a kid. Sometimes Jesse thought that there were really just two kinds of rich in paradise: old money and older. Jesse pulled the Explorer into the circular driveway in front of the main house. He hadn't called to say he was coming, feeling as if the worst thing that could happen was him wasting maybe half an hour on the round trip from the station. But there was a Mercedes SUV parked in front of the garage, a lot of lights on inside. "I'm a patient man until I'm not," Jesse had told Dix one time. "And what happens when you run out of patience?" Dix said. "Nothing good. At least you don't take a drink anymore when you reach that point." "Not today," Jesse had said to him. A floodlight had lit the driveway as soon as Jesse pulled up. It was past 10 o'clock by now. Jesse knew what Cole had come up with on Lawton could wait until morning. But this was what happened when he got impatient. On top of that, he didn't like getting jacked around by old money. Or older. Thomas Lawton opened the door before Jesse was halfway up the cobblestone walk. He was wearing a black t-shirt and baggy tennis shorts that came down to his knees, covering half his skinny legs. He was barefoot. "What are you doing here?" he said. "We need to talk, Thomas," Jesse said. "What about?" "You lying to me," Jesse said.